ABC Radio Australia.
With large COVID-19 outbreaks in several Australian cities, parents and kids are struggling with working and learning from home. Lockdowns means that schools are closed and students are having to attend classes online. And that presents a unique set of challenges for people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, including Pacific Islanders. Marion Farr takes a look at what is being done to help families through this tough time.
Xavier Hill is in the process of sitting his HSC trial exams in Sydney, Australia. The assessment will make up a significant portion of his overall mark when he graduates high school at the end of this year. For Xavier, doing well in the exams is important. The 17-year-old has Samoan, Niuean and Tahitian heritage, and he wants to make his parents and family proud.
After school, I'd say I'd want to do something in technology and like maybe help develop something or create something that would benefit others and like for the greater good.
But his last year of school is looking nothing like he expected.
We're not entirely sure what's going to happen given what's happening right now in lockdown and COVID.
Greater Sydney is experiencing a large outbreak of coronavirus. Xavier and other students in the city have been forced to study from home since the start of July.
I think the hardest thing for me would just be just the environment in which I'm working in, like just not being in like the school environment of a classroom with like your peers around you sitting, you know, sitting at your tables and working and collaborating on tasks together.
Xavier says he's grateful for his mum's support.
She's really able to you know, help me and guide me throughout my schooling life, especially online schooling.
But mum, Audrey, admits she's been finding it tough. Working full-time, it isn't always possible to be at home to help her children with school.
Like, even I struggle with, like, to keep up with, you know, my kids' online learning. I mean, I'm just so fortunate that I've got a husband who's working from home at the moment.
And she knows some families have it even tougher. Ronnie Kareni is a West Papuan father of two who lives in the capital, Canberra, which is also in lockdown. Mr. Kareni is a musician and activist and says managing his own work while trying to supervise his children has been a struggle. His oldest daughter is six and doing school from home, but he also has a three-year-old.
It's difficult. You know, even her understanding of the home space, she hasn't grasped the understanding of like, okay, her older sister is now going online to attend the online classes. Her mom is also attending her online class and I'm also attending a meeting. And all she knows is that we're at home and meaning that, yes, we're family, we're at home. So she can just run through or just scream or just cry or just demand what she wants. Managing that is a bit, yeah, fun, I'd say.
The transition to working and learning from home is something millions of people across Australia are having to adapt to. And there's a big push from schools and education departments to help out, especially families with culturally diverse backgrounds.
But I do have a handful of students who are finding it difficult to engage from home, so remote learning, they are finding it difficult.
Whitney Tavuilaota works as a community liaison officer at Cabramatta High School in Sydney's southwest. Pacific Islanders make up about 11% of the students at her school. And Ms. Tavuilaota says they do face some unique challenges.
Some of them are living with big families, so trying to find, you know, quiet learning space available to them. Other things like time management. So a few of my students have had difficulty trying to find the balance between, you know, when to work, when to, you know, help mum and play with the siblings.
There's also the problem of access to computers and internet, which not all Pacifica students have. One of those is Yusinia Tupoilatau, who is in year 12 at Cabramatta.
There's three of us on online school and we didn't have enough devices to let us do our work.
At the beginning of the term, her school gave laptops and pocket Wi-Fi devices to year 12 students who needed them.
Now we're on track and, yeah, we've been doing good.
And community liaison officers like Whitney Tawula-Ota have been in touch regularly with Pacific Islander students and their families.
So it's been good to check in with the students, see how they're going with their online learning, whether they have devices, whether they have access to internet, see what home life is like. And so I can get a bit of an understanding of how it is at home and their study habits to help them, also help them with any work that they have to do.
She also works with Samoan students at a different Sydney school who are experiencing language barriers.
Sometimes I'm on a call for like 3 hours going through one bit of activity because I do need to break it down for them. I do need to translate it for them and make sure that they understand the work in both English and in Samoan, which is my background.
Being a Pacific Islander herself, Ms. Tawula-Ota says she understands what other families are going through. With 10 people living at her place, she's also had to make adjustments when working from home.
So my house can get pretty chaotic. I do have like little humans that want to come in and occupy my time. And I do find it challenging trying to focus on, you know, my workload, as well as trying to be an auntie and separating the boundaries a little bit. I have had a bit of trouble with that lately, but I think it's just a working progress. You just go try and find that balance, and that's something that I've told my students many times and my families. I'm finding it a little bit hard, so it's okay, we're all in this together.
But she says it's been inspiring to see families pull through at a difficult time.
I think everyone is doing the best that they can, and I just want to commend everyone on their efforts. Yeah, definitely proud of everybody.
As for Xavier Hill, he's determined to continue working hard and studying for exams. But his fingers are crossed for the lockdown to lift sooner rather than later so he can attend his graduation in person.
Like a couple of my mates and I have been talking about that. That's something that we all really want to have happen, be there together to celebrate together.
That's Year 12 student Xavier Hill ending Marion Farr's report with additional reporting from Carolyn Tiramun.